to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
I'm here to help you start your day right as we look at God's Word together and spend some time with God. God wants to meet with us, I'm sure of it. Are you ready to listen and receive what He has to say to you? We're looking this week at the theme of becoming strong in the Lord. We've looked at how important it is to base our lives on the Word of God. How important it is to be ready when God speaks to us to obey His voice. That God says, obey my voice and I will be your God and you will be my people and you will walk in all the way which I command you, that it may be well with you. You will be well in your spiritual life, experiencing the blessing of God if you choose to obey Him. Sometimes we feel like obeying God would remove us from what is good and fun and pleasing to us, something that we really like. But always, if we choose that path, always we find the blessing is so much greater. And then we need to learn to focus our lives on God's goal for us, which is to make us more like Jesus Christ. And then yesterday we said, if you want to become strong in the Lord, you need to learn to meditate. You need to learn to soak in God's Word, to develop the mind of Christ, and to gain spiritual strength by searching the Scriptures, thinking about them, applying them to our daily lives. And today, I want to look at a one-line verse in the New Testament, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, where Paul simply says in this verse, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. It's sandwiched in among some other things that he's challenging them to do for their spiritual health. Rejoice always, he says, and then pray without ceasing. And then in everything, give thanks. You see, he's talking about a way of life that changes us. Praying without ceasing makes your relationship with God healthy. You know, it's difficult to, as they say, fall out of love with your spouse if you're constantly in touch with him, constantly in touch with her, communicating, expressing your feelings, listening, acknowledging what they're saying to you. Well, in the same way in your relationship with God. It's difficult to fall out of touch with God, to give in to sin in your life, if you are constantly in touch with the Lord. That doesn't mean that all the time you are constantly chattering, constantly talking to God. No, it means there's this constant attitude of communication, an attitude of openness. Quite often, along with my nephew, I open up a chat on my computer, a chat line. And every now and then, one of us will type a little message to the other, and sometime later, there'll come a message back. The line is always open. We can always chat with each other. It doesn't mean we're talking all the time, but there is communication there. In the same way, learn to be online with God all the time. Having open communication, any relationship that you value will grow in strength in line with the amount of time that you spend in communication with that person. Have you learned the secret of growing strong in the Lord, that is, praying without ceasing. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.